Okay, you got the bell.
Oh, yeah, I've got the bell.
Hold on. I didn't even show you the picture from Lip Sync Battle.
Which one? We're allowed to talk about it?
I mean...
Okay.
We can be vague right now. I mean, let me show you.
I mean, they talk about it.
Yeah, like, no one really knows, like, what my role is there.
Okay.
Here's the picture.
I love Lip Sync Battle, by the way. It's one of my favorite things. Oh, dang. I gotta get better at the bell. Give me this. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, but don't say anything like what
we're... I can't say what the photo is?
No. We're just dressed guys, ridiculously.
Yeah, but kind of sharp.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, I kind of like it. It's very cute. Yeah. I'm into it.
All right.
Can't wait for you to be able to post that one.
All right, you want to start?
Yeah, so, you guys, we've been a little MIA. We're really sorry.
I know. I feel bad because I look at Twitter and I'm like, man, everyone wants another freaking podcast.
But it's kind of great because people like us.
I know.
It's a great thing. But we're really sorry. I blame Wells mostly.
Why?
He keeps going to California to see a girl.
That's not...
Like
that's
every
a
beautiful
weekend. Thing.
Like, oh, I gotta go back to California. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
But I was in New York and I've done some things too.
Yeah. So and you were in Austin. I was in Austin. You were in Austin.
I know. Why did we not go at the same time?
I don't know. That was weird.
Silly.
And then I was in LA. We were doing like the lip sync thing.
Yeah.
And then you were in New York.
I know.
So whatever. It's not only me and my feelings.
It's a lot you and your feelings, okay?
I just want to go ahead and say it like you really screwed the pooch here because. Screwed the pooch there, Brandi.
I think that's my least favorite phrase I've ever heard you say. What's that mean?
You screwed up. You slow played the Liz thing for so long that
not.
Yes, you did.
I cannot wait for her to be in this studio on this podcast so that we can talk about this. I actually think she's coming in town next week.
Okay, we can do it. But you slow played the Liz thing so long that I went
she
and found
had just
someone else.
Gotten out of a relationship first
Whatever.
Of all. And second of all, we'll see, you know.
All right.
We'll see how this goes. You might still want Liz. And like,
no.
Yeah.
Done.
You're going to marry this girl.
I don't know. I'm going to say married.
But you said done.
Yeah, I like this person.
I know, but if y'all break up, maybe you'll want to try out the Liz.
You're already thinking about my breakup?
I'm just trying to be realistic here.
Like, hold on. It's like not even like, I'm not even like, we're not even together like officially
okay,
yet.
Okay, let's talk about that. Okay, so have you guys had any sort of DTR? You know what that is?
That determine the relationship?
Yeah.
No, I'm terrified
okay,
of that.
Okay, so like...
Terrified.
But like, you fly out there a lot. You've seen her a lot.
Not a lot.
You
and
have.
I'm flying out there for other reasons.
Yeah, right. You're flying out there to see her.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but you guys have seen each other a lot.
Yeah.
And, but like, do you think it's like an understood, like you're not seeing anybody else? Or do you think, no, that's not understood?
I don't know. I'm not seeing anybody else.
Well, obviously. But she could, I mean...
Yeah.
She's hot.
Very hot.
She's very hot. She lives in LA. I'm sure she meets people all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not like, that's not my concern right now.
You're not worried about that?
No.
Okay.
Hold on. Just hit the bell. My favorite thing right now is actually liking somebody for the first time in a long time.
Oh, congrats, Wells.
Thank you. I feel like so grown up and like mature.
Must be nice.
Don't.
It's been a minute.
Are you taking away from my happiness
I
with
am,
your
yeah.
sadness?
I'm not sad. It would just be. It would be nice if I was in your position. Not gonna lie.
I know.
I'm a little jealous, but I think it's good. How long has it been since you felt this way about somebody?
I don't know. Years, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Years.
Kind of serious.
I mean, I don't know. I just, whatever. It's nice to finally...
Don't downplay it. Don't just say it's whatever.
I'll tell you okay, I'll tell you what I like about it.
Yeah, please.
The thing that I've forgotten about or missed is that, like, always looking at your phone, excited for, like, another text message.
You like that part of it?
Yeah, because
that's
like,
one of my least favorite parts.
What?
I hate that anxiety of, like, constantly checking my phone, like... Oh, did he like my Instagram post? Oh, did he watch my story? Oh, did he text me? Oh, did he care? Like, I hate that part of it. It's like one of my least favorite parts.
Okay, I understand that that could be bad, but like when you're in the realm of like they are liking all your stuff and like they are responding to all your stuff, then it's nice.
Okay, I can't wait for the day that like she happens to not text you for like 8 hours straight and you're like, oh my gosh, does she not like me anymore? Oh my gosh, what's happening? And
I'm not
the
like
worst.
That.
It's the worst.
I'm not like that.
I
totally
my problem,
like that.
You are totally like that. My problem is like, I'm so self-conscious of being too clingy and too whatever,
yeah.
like that I would rather like wait the 24 hours I don't hear from somebody, then hit them up and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and be like, quote unquote, annoying. Like, I just don't want to ever be that. So, like, then I'm the one that's like, keeping myself busy over here. And then I'm like, just checking my phone every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then there's no text. Oh my gosh, he didn't like that post. Maybe I look ugly in it. Like, I don't know.
I tried to play it cool for like a week, I think.
And now you're not anymore?
I just was like, what's the point of me trying to play cool?
Well, I feel like it's better sooner rather than later to get past that, like trying to be so cool, because really you want somebody to like you for who you are.
Yeah.
And not the cool version of you or whatever.
Yeah. And there is no cool version of me.
That's true.
You know?
You're right.
So he needs to know this on the front end.
I feel like my uncoolness comes out real fast.
Does it?
Like real fast. Yeah. Yeah, like they're like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm scooping horse poop at the barn, like cleaning my horse's stall. I've dumped 3 buckets of manure, like, and I go like from cool to uncool really
fast.
I don't
know if that's uncool, though.
I feel like it's a little uncool. It's a little nerdy. And then, like, sometimes I watch my Instagram stories back of me talking to Evzy Webzy like this, and I'm like, look at the little baby. And I'm like, wow, I'm so uncool.
See, I don't see it that way.
Oh, that's good. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, I can see how you would see it that way. But, like, you, like, being into, like, riding horses, I think, is a cool thing.
Yeah. I mean, it can definitely look cool on the social media and stuff. But, I mean, like, I scoop manure every day. I mean, it's not glamorous, you know?
Yeah, but that's also what comes along with owning a horse.
I know. Like, cleaning up dog barf in the morning and horse poop in the afternoon and... pretty
I get
cool.
It. I can. I'm starting to see what you're saying.
I feel like I'm very uncool. I don't know. And then I'm like DJing at night, and everyone's like, "Oh, Brady's so cool." And then you see what my real life looks like, and you're like, "Oh, it's not cool."
I don't know. You're pretty cool, man.
Do you think?
I do. I do think you're one of my cooler friends.
Thanks, Wells.
Yeah.
That says a lot because I like your friends. I think your friends are very cool.
My friends are cool.
Bowling was really fun the other night.
It was, yeah. So we went bowling for Danielle Malpe's.
That was one of my
birthday.
Favorite things we've done in a while.
I know. I bowled horribly, but I still beat everybody.
I think everybody did. You beat everyone?
Yeah.
Kristen beat you the first game.
She did beat me the first game, but Borne like filled in for me when I was like getting drinks and stuff.
My favorite thing about bowling is everybody's names.
Yeah.
What was yours?
Mine was dog balls.
Everybody's was something about balls.
What was yours?
I didn't bowl because I'm terrible.
Oh.
And I picked up fish in the airport. But I
That's
named
right.
Kristen Blue Balls because mm-hmm. she's a virgin.
Yeah.
I'm sure she gives blue balls quite a lot.
All the time.
Somebody else had a balls one. Danielle's was something about balls.
Yeah, someone was like Dragon Balls Z.
What was David's was Borne Ultimatum or something. Identity. I don't know. Like it was something good.
I did that one.
I know. I watched you do it and I was like, it's clever.
Yeah. But yeah, bowling, that was fun.
That was fun. It was a good group.
Yeah. It was
mostly your friends though, I feel like.
Yeah, that was like the me and Danielle crew. It's weird though because me and Danielle were in this crew originally, and then now there's like bachelor people that are like coming into it. Like Jen Saviano was there,
I
like
saw her.
LB, and
I don't know who that is.
She was the other girl that was with her.
Was she on The Bachelor?
Yeah, she was on Ben's season, but she like left like on her own accord in the mansion. Anyways, whatever.
Oh, that's weird.
She just moved here. Everyone's freaking moving here.
I know, makes me want to.
Christina's
leave.
I know Christina from the show is moving
she?
Here. Yeah,
I want to be friends with her. She's so pretty.
She is.
And so precious.
She is.
Sweet, she seems like a sweetheart.
Sweet little Russian doll.
Is she, what does she do? She's like a dental hygienist or something?
Yeah.
Is she going to do that here?
I would assume so, right?
Does
or
just like,
sell
find a job here?
Diff eyewear.
Oh my gosh.
Like
I saw Elon's post like on Twitter of him in the gym or something.
Yeah.
And then Chris Harrison wrote, the only thing missing from this is diff eyewear. Yeah. Some crap. That was freaking hilarious.
Chris Harrison kind of dragged me the other night, too.
Wait, I feel like I saw this like as I was zooming through my feed. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so Elon is the executive producer of The Bachelorette or The Bachelor. And so
we got to get him in here, by the way.
We do. He never comes to freaking Nashville, but
I know, but maybe
we can call him. We can call him. You would love that because it would be you and him teaming up against me.
Oh my gosh, we literally bonded over that. When he slid into my DM, it was like literally we made fun of you, and that's how we bonded.
You know,
it was great.
I've brought him so much joy on his television shows. You think that he would have a little bit of respect for me,
but no, he loves you.
Yeah. So, anyways, Elon was wearing these like they were like tight like workout tights that had fried eggs on them, and so Harrison wrote, "Dear Year of Elon, men do not and should not ever wear tights." to work out or knit hats if it's above 48 degrees. This is not up for debate. And then Alon wrote, I'm willing to accept you tight shaming me as long as we can acknowledge that this is also a Wells Adams subtweet. Which
that's
it was.
Exactly, yeah.
Harrison just loves to drag me, dude.
I feel like you always say that.
I know. And then
it's because he knows one day you're going to take his job.
No.
Yeah.
Well.
I think it's a realistic possibility.
I just wrote back, jokes on you, Harrison. I've never worked out a day in my life.
I saw that. And I'm pretty sure he said something like, yeah.
Yeah, we can tell. Yeah, yeah, we know.
We know.
Whatever.
You do run, though, right?
I do. I went and ran today. But you told me earlier in an earlier podcast that that's not working out.
It's exercising.
That's exercising.
Yeah, it's different.
It's not. It's working out.
I think it's different.
I'm working out my legs and my lungs.
I guess.
Whatever.
I still stand by my stance, though.
So a couple nights ago, Instagram went down in like a part of Seattle.
It did?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
People started, I was reading the internet, and people started, I don't know. How did I know anything?
Great question.
And people started freaking out. Like losing their freaking mind.
Really? I feel like this happens kind of a lot. Like Instagram will go down for a little while.
People started calling 911 about
no,
it. Yes.
That can't be true.
Here's the story
I
right here.
I want an actual video of someone calling 911 about this.
I'm serious. Freaking 911.
There's
Police
no
Department
way.
In Seattle tweeted out, we will move mountains to help those in our community. However, we can't fix Instagram, so please don't call 911 to let us know it's down. Oh, my God.
Yikes.
We're truly living in the worst time in human history.
I really do, like, struggle with the fact that we're so dependent on phones and technology.
No one cares about the meme you want to post.
I care.
No one cares tonight about the cookie
you're
that
right,
you're
going
to take a picture of.
You're right,
of.
Though. But, like, what do you do? Like, if you boycott it and don't do it, then you get stuck in your old ways and you don't change and you don't evolve with everybody in culture and then you're behind. Like, what do you do?
I know, you gotta do it.
You have to go with it.
You gotta do it. You just don't call 911.
Please don't call 911.
Please don't do that.
Down.
I also saw that freaking, that Hallmark channel is going to start Christmas movies on October 24th.
That's ridiculous.
That's a little soon, right?
Because, what's your favorite holiday, Wells?
Halloween.
Mine too?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! It's like literally my favorite. I'm so excited that you said that. Are you coming to my Halloween party?
I am. Oh, I wasn't at first because I was going to go to LA.
Oh my gosh! Let me just tell you, the party was lit last year.
Was it?
L-I-T, so lit.
Tell me about your party because I missed it last year.
I mean,
what
it's just a literal house party, but it's a costume party.
Yeah.
I borrow my friend's like big Bose tower, so we've got like music in the backyard. If it rains, I'm gonna absolutely freak out. But it's just fun. I don't know. Like, it's just a classic house party. It was so fun last year, and it's about who comes. You know, like everyone's coming, and have a lot of people from LA coming in. Becca's coming in.
Oh, really?
She's bringing a little group because her birthday is a few days later.
Becca Tilly. Oh, I hate her.
Oh, you're so mean. It's because of that photo she posted.
I know.
And Tanya ignoring you.
She's always so mean to me. I don't know what I did to Becca Tilly.
She loves you. Oh, what are you even talking about?
Whatever.
She's so sweet. She loves everyone.
Yeah.
She does. But she's coming in, and then like Marta and Val and some of my LA girlfriends are coming out too. So yeah, I think it'll be really fun.
All right. So it's just a house party.
It's a house party. You must dress up.
Because I tell you what, like, here's a reason why I don't want to come to your party. Okay. There is another option for me.
Ew. Whose? What?
It's a really fun party. So it's Evan. Evan does like a Clue game.
Why are all these parties on the same night?
Because it's Halloween. That's when it happens.
No, this is the weekend before Halloween.
Oh, yours is on Saturday? I don't know when his is.
Tell him to have it a different day.
But you know what I'm talking about? Where you like there
yeah,
is a murder.
Like murder mystery type
yes!
thing.
Yes! It's tell so him, fun!
Tell him to do that Friday night or Sunday night.
So that
I can come.
It's so much
and
fun.
And I want Evan to come to my party.
I know.
And because Beck and everybody are going to be in town, if he does it Sunday, then we can all go.
Sunday or Friday.
Well, yeah, but I feel like Sunday might be a better move, no?
No, because then you got to go to work the next day.
I guess so. But is this like at the type of party where everyone gets wasted? And
I don't know.
A
That's
mystery?
A good call.
I feel like a murder mystery party you don't want to be wasted for.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been to one.
It's freaking fun.
What are you going to be? That's the better question.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to be this year.
Okay, I finally found a good inspo photo.
What
so
do
my
you got?
Favorite Halloween costume was my unicorn costume. Obvs. I like killed it. And I've actually done it 2 years in a row. I also made a great skeleton, like sugar skull face and all, 1 year.
Yeah.
And also the chick from Clueless, Cher Horowitz. I made a great
Did
Cher
I show
Horowitz.
You the picture of me meet? Yes, you were in Vegas when
oh,
I met her.
Oh, yeah. You were trying better, yeah. Flirt with her, for sure.
You can't not meet Alicia Silverstone and
she
not try to flirt with her.
Completely different.
What?
I think she looked completely different. I know you thought she was so hot. That's insane.
She was. She still is hot.
She loved you.
I know.
Do you have that photo? Are you going to post it?
I've got the photo. I don't
know. You need to TBT that and post it.
I know
it.
I
you
should.
You need to.
All right, YFTers. I mean, there's a lot of sleep hacks out there. We were actually talking about noise machines earlier, but there's also like no snacking at night, yoga before bed, meditation. I try to do that. Instead of trying them all, you can immediately transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. We're talking about the best-selling sheets ever. Incredible on night one and only get softer with every single wash. Brandy and I love Boll & Branch sheets.
I truly do. I just got home from being gone for like 2 weeks, and there's just nothing better than getting in my own bed with my cozy, cozy bedding. And for me, that is my Boll & Branch sheets. They are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins. They feel so buttery soft, but they're so breathable at the same time. And they're perfect for the summer months ahead where it's a bit toasty out. Plus, they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back.
That's right. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE thing.
Well, I'll show you my Cher Horowitz costume. It was great. Yeah. But this year I found a really cool like ghost outfit, like inspo photo on Pinterest, but like not like a ghost ghost. She's like a pretty ghost, yeah. Like an ethereal looking ghost. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
I always like to do like a pop culture thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. In the past, I've done like things that like look like me, right? So I've done like...
That's not fun. The whole point is to dress up as something that's not you.
I know. Like I did like Benny the Jet Rodriguez from the Sandlot. I look like that guy. I did the Karate Kid once.
I hope Kristen really dresses like you.
I know, yeah. So yeah, Scallop Fingers wants to dress up like me.
I think it's funny when friends dress as other friends.
Yeah.
I had a friend do that last year too. It was good.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. So she asked to borrow the puppets for...
Ooh, and they're gone.
And last night
Carl.
I came home and Carl had eaten all of the
Where
puppets.
Where were they? Why did you leave them out?
I didn't. They were in my spare bedroom and he got
There's
in there.
There's no way.
I'm pretty sure I closed the door.
Does he destroy things often?
Yeah, he's kind of a prick. I'm gonna be honest with you. But I also couldn't like really get mad at him because...
they look like dog toys.
They look like dog toys. Like,
they do.
When he goes, he does this thing where
How did you get to keep those, by the way?
Because I paid for them.
Oh.
The whole thing was my idea. I don't know if we've ever even talked about this.
I think we touched on it a while back.
Like the whole thing happened was I was sitting in a hotel room with the producer, and they're like, all right, well, how are we going to have you narrate this thing? And my initial thought was to go get Ken and Barbie dolls for Robbie and Manda.
That could have been funny.
Yeah, and I was like, I remember doing like practicing my first interview where I'd be like holding up the dolls and being like, wow, your abs look great. Wow, your hair is beautiful. Tell me more about your kids.
Oh my
Kinsley
God.
And Charlie. Blah, 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 going back and forth. And the producer was like, oh, this is good.
Oh my God.
And then
you got down there and there's no Barbie dolls.
Yeah. So I was living in this little town called Sayulita where outside where we film. And I was walking around. I would have days off, so I'd walk around, and I found this cute little toy store. But in Mexican toy stores, they don't have Barbie. They've got, like, knockoff stuff.
Yeah. I like the puppets. They're creepy.
Yeah.
Weird. Like you.
I know. So I found the puppets, and I did... Like, the reason why I was kind of good at the puppets, did I ever tell you this story?
No.
It's kind of nerdy. So years ago, I saw this video of this homeless man... doing puppetry with two Kermit the Frogs doing Under Pressure by David Bowie and Queen.
Oh, that's
okay?
funny.
And it's like this it's an amazing video. And I was like, I want to learn that for my nephews.
Oh.
And so for my nephew Tyler's like third birthday or second birthday, I went and I found that exact type of puppet, okay? The chef, actually. And I learned, I like went on YouTube and like learned like puppetry things. And like practiced it like a dork. Like if you go far enough back into my Instagram, like a couple years, you will find
it's in there.
You will find me doing Under Pressure with the puppet.
No, I'm gonna go lurk later tonight for sure.
So anyway, so when I got those, I was like, oh my God, I've done this already.
That's insane.
And that's how it happened.
That's crazy.
Anyway, so Carl destroyed them, which means it's ruined freaking Kristen's.
Ooh.
You can get more of them. They're cheap.
Also, you know, just dressing like you is going to be just so great.
Yeah. So, just what is it? Black jeans?
Beanie, cardigan, stupid Nashville tee. Maybe a stuffed Carl the Bloodhound.
Yeah. Not leather jacket? Cardigan over leather jacket?
I think the cardigan and the beanie thing that you do is insane, and I think it's freaking hilarious if that's what she does.
Wait, you don't think that's a good look?
Here's my issue with it.
It was so cool.
Oh, you did, huh?
Oh, my God.
Here's my issue with the beanie and the cardigan combo.
Yeah.
Is I'm really big on, like, mixing materials and not having too much of, like, one thing, right? Like, only thing that really works that's together is, like, denim on denim is kind of a trend right now, so, like, you can get away with that. But even still, it's important to have on, like, something that mixes it up a little bit, right? So you've got your beanie and your cardigan, and it's both, like, this sweater material, and it's, like, sweater material overload. But when you wear it with a leather jacket, it works because it's like, you know,
all right,
soft and leather, and it's like a good look. And then you just, oh, it's just a lot when you do both.
Really?
It's really a lot. See, with the cardigan, you need like, Wells, why can't you just be like normal guys and wear like a real cute like backwards baseball hat?
Because I think that's douchey looking.
No, I am such a sucker for a guy in a backwards hat.
I wore a backwards baseball hat the other day with my leather jacket, and I walked.
I bet you looked so cute.
Everyone was like, ugh, you look like every country singer in Nashville.
No, yeah. Country singers don't wear backwards hats.
Yes, they do.
They wear cowboy hats.
No, in this town, Sam Hunt.
He's the only one. You look like Luke Pell.
Everyone's saying that.
Luke looks so cute in his backwards
hat. Oh, my God. But that's not my style.
But it could be.
No. Stop trying to change my stripes.
I'm fine with the beanie, but no more cardigan beanie combo. You got to pick one.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think so. It's so comfy and cuddly.
There are so many other kinds of hats, too. Like, I just feel like you could branch out a little bit.
I got my thing. Let me have...
Like, what about the weird beanies that have, like, the things that cover your ears and the strings that come down?
No, what am I?
Like an Abercrombie hat. You know?
Why can't you just embrace this, all right?
Ugh.
You suck.
There's no changing, huh?
No.
No changing, Wells.
Well, it's so funny. You were talking so much crap about this, but do you remember the first episode we did, I dressed differently, and you were like, what the F are you wearing?
What were you dressed like?
I was like
dressed up?
Yeah, remember I was wearing like tight.
Ugly loafers.
Yeah, you
I
didn't like the
that.
Loafers. I was wearing like
them.
A collared shirt. And you were like, what is this? Yeah. Who the hell is this? Who replaced my friend?
Just because you wore something different doesn't mean it was good.
Oh my God. Brutal,
no, I
dude.
Like your banty and leather jacket.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not a beanie fan, if we're going to be really honest.
I do
but
the,
it's your thing, and I get it.
I do the handkerchief out the back pocket.
We were making fun of you in Vegas for that.
Is that too much?
It's a lot.
I like it.
It's very East Nashville.
I live in East Nashville.
Which is, okay, so it's fine.
But it's like all my musician friends do it, and so I'm like, okay, I can do that too. But then I remember I'm not a musician.
But you dress like one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's fine.
I
like that a lot better than I like sweater and beanie combo. Like a lot better. Oh
my God. Okay, we've done 10 minutes on how my wardrobe outfits are shit.
Okay, let's talk about, Wells, have you seen any movies lately?
No, but I want to go see Blade Runner real bad.
Saw Blade Runner.
Is it good?
It's fantastic.
Have you seen The Ridge?
I have not.
What?
I haven't seen any. So my friend Ryan Falaze and I, we went to go see it, and David was with us as well, but Ryan and I were just saying, like, I hope we're not confused because neither one of us have seen any of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So the movie, visually stunning, like absolutely just amazing to look at. It's insane the way they did it. The entire movie, though, was very slow. The whole thing just moves real slow. It never speeds up. It's just like at this like really like mediocre slow pace, which is a little strange. And also you're watching Ryan Gosling for like 95% of the movie.
Yeah.
Jared Leto was in it for like maybe 5 minutes total. And
I feel
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Well,
yeah.
He's in it for like maybe 10 minutes total.
I feel like the last two big Jared Leto movies, he's been cut out of for like no real reason.
Or is he just a snob and says, I'm only working 4 days, and then they could, you know, and they're like, all right, well.
Well, I heard some story about how he like went like partially blind for that part because he got those like white contacts in,
uh-huh.
and it was like he couldn't really see, and he was like really dedicated to the part.
Yeah.
And then now you're telling me he's only in 5 minutes of it, like
literally.
And then Suicide Squad, I know he was really upset. I heard he was really upset because he was basically cut out the entire movie, and Harley Quinn was like the main focal point. But I think he thought that the Joker would be the main focal point of the movie.
Well, it's so interesting being on the other side of it because when you're filming something, you know, you film completely out of sketch, like, you know, it's not chronologically shot at all. And so, I mean, I filmed a movie one time in 4 days and I was in it for, you know, 45 minutes. So it's like, it really depends on like what the shooting schedule is. I can cram a lot into a few days or whatever, but that it is weird because you could just work a few days and you could be in half the movie, or like you could work 2 weeks and only end up in some of it if you're only shooting a little bit each day. So I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, I feel like that's something up front. Like, before you commit to something, you know how many days you're working on the film.
Well, I would assume when you're reading the script, you're like, all right, this is a big part. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I got a lot of lines here. But
yeah, he's not in it a ton. He's in like 3 scenes.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. Because his character's great.
Is it?
Very creepy.
So, okay, Rotten Tomatoes it for me. Out of 10, what do we got?
8.5.
Okay.
I could like literally just watch it over and over just because of how visually stunning it was. It was insane.
Yeah.
Super, super cool.
Okay, what else? You said you saw a bunch of movies.
Okay, so I'm going to get on a soapbox for a second.
Jump.
I saw A Mountain Between Us. Do you know anything about it?
No.
It's Kate Winslet and Idris Elba. I don't know how to say it. He's so sexy.
Do you want me to try to give you what, just from the title, what I think the movie's about?
Let's hear it.
A Mountain Between Us. It's a drama.
Okay.
Taking place in the late 1800s.
No.
And it's two lesbian lovers. I know.
No.
Hold on. Don't say no. You don't know. All right? I don't know if I'm right or wrong. Two lesbian lovers that live on the north and the south side of the mountain. And they have to walk up and down the mountain to a love affair shack that they've built on the top of the... Are you filming this?
Yeah.
Of the mountain. Then one of them gets typhoid fever and dies.
Oh my gosh.
And it's all an account of one of the lesbian lovers talking about the one that died to her granddaughter.
Mm.
That what it's about? A Mountain Between Us.
Nowhere close. Also, you should never take up screenwriting. Like, that should never be.
I did it on the fly. That was pretty good.
That should never be something you pursue.
It was like a cross between like, what was the Brokeback Mountain?
Never saw it.
Okay. Well,
did you?
No, I didn't. No,
you
no,
totally,
no.
You totally
no, I never saw Brokeback
Mountain. You would put your favorite movies in Brokeback Mountain.
Not my favorite movies. I've seen it. It's a cross between like Cold Mountain and Brokeback Mountain.
Didn't see either one.
Okay. Anyways, tell me about it. Sorry.
All right. So, this the very vague premise is these two people, strangers, they meet in this airport. Flights are canceled.
Oh.
They're both trying to get home for specific things, and they decide to charter like a prop plane, right, to like Denver, the closest city, so they can get home because there's like a snowstorm in the city they're trying to get out of.
Yeah.
Plane crashes in the mountains.
Oh, God.
That happens in 5 seconds in the movie. And then they're stuck in the wilderness. And is trying to get out together. So I read the book like a week ago, and the book was freaking amazing. Like one of my favorite things I've read in a really long time. Loved it. It's completely different than Dark Matter, but like I really loved it. And so I read this book and it was just so moving, and like it's a bit of a love story, but it doesn't really turn into one until like the last couple of chapters, and it gets real deep and really just like relatable and just really cool. And it's just really, really great. And so I was so pumped on it, and then I go to see this movie.
Wait, it's a love story and it's two women. So there is a lesbian aspect to
it. It is a guy and a girl.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
I just wanted to be
Idris Elba. Idris Elba. I don't know how you say his
first
name.
That's a woman?
No, it's a dude.
Oh,
it's
it is?
A sexy British black man. He's so hot. Anyway, it's him and Kate Winslet. But so I read this book, and like, I don't know, like, it's funny because I knew the actors that were in the movie while I was reading the book, and I was like, huh, I just really don't, I don't picture either one of these people when I'm reading this book, like, at all. Mm-hmm. But I was like, all right, I'll give it a chance. So I loved the book, went to see the movie. Literally, like, 30 seconds into the movie, it's completely different than the book. There is nothing the same. Like, the only thing similar about this movie and the book is that they're in a plane crash in the mountains. Nothing else is the same at all.
That's annoying.
Both of the characters, like, they completely swapped roles. Like, everything that she did in the movie, he actually did in the book, and I hated it. And
really?
The part about it that I loved so much, like, there's this twist at the end of the book, and it kind of, like, ignited this love story between them. Like, that wasn't even in the movie.
Wasn't?
Wasn't even in it.
So.
Very disappointed.
All right. But, okay, would it be a good movie if you didn't read the book?
I don't know. I can't decide. I went with Kristen.
Uh-huh.
And she hadn't read the book, and she really liked the movie, but agreed that the end is the worst ending I've ever seen in a movie in a really long time, and it's awkward and weird and unsatisfying, and she hated the end, but liked the movie overall.
Yeah.
So maybe it's fine. But if my recommendation is don't see the movie, read the book, because the book is so great. And if you see the movie, I feel like the book won't be as great, because it will give some things away that you should read in the book. And then if you read the book, there's no point seeing the movie, because it's terrible.
Really?
Those are my thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know, I suppose. God, I was talking about one of my favorite movies ever. Have you ever seen Empire Records?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I have. It's been forever.
Freaking Rex Manning Day, man.
Was that your favorite movie ever?
No, but I made a reference with this girl I'm talking to about that.
Girl I'm talking to.
Do you not want me to bring it back like that?
No, I do.
Okay. I mean, I got to know, like, if this is, like, annoying, then I won't.
No, I live for it, actually. One of my favorite things. Talking about the girls Wells is talking to.
She said she'd never seen Empire Records.
That's insane. Well, wait, how old is she? Or are we lying?
Your age.
Okay.
Your
so
age.
She should know that movie then.
Yeah, no, she was like, I'm like embarrassed to admit that I never. Because she was like, hey, I want to go to Amoeba with you. Like the record store.
Cute.
And I was like, you don't want to go to a record store with me, dude. Like, that's like we're taking out a second mortgage.
Now, Wells,
you know,
that's her making an attempt
I know,
to take an interest in things that you like.
No, I
Let's
know.
Let's recognize for a second.
It was, I meant to make the joke. Like, of course, I want to go to Amoeba.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, so then I started talking to her about Empire Records. And I have a feeling that we have a lot of people that are listening to this podcast that's never seen Empire Records.
For sure. You guys should watch it.
Okay, first of all, it harkens back to a day that, like, doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
When you had to go buy music at a store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you still can, I guess.
Technically. It's like, not the same.
Record stores and stuff. But, like, so it's all these, like, young high school kids that work at this store called Empire Records. It's, like, the mom-and-pop store. And, like, Liv Tyler's in it.
Oh, yeah, she's so pretty in that movie.
What's her name? Renee Zellweger's
yep.
in it. Who else? Like, dude, everyone's in the movie. It's so good.
It's classic.
There's, like, this one scene where each person at the store gets, like, control the radio,
uh-huh.
right? Like, they get to put on their record. And yep. someone puts on Dire Straits' Romeo and Juliet, which is, like, this beautiful song, right?
Wells is, like, turning red right now. He's so excited.
And so there's this scene where everyone... So back in the day, when you'd go to record stores, there were these booths, and you would go put headphones on,
yep.
and you could listen to the record if mm-hmm. you decided to want to buy it or not. So there's this scene where someone puts on Dire Straits, freaking Romeo and Juliet, and there's a girl that's, like, doing ballet, and she's like, dancing with, like, doing your dance move, but it's, like, going along with the song. And then one of the guys, like, is, like, walking around, like, dusting, and he, like, grabs their legs and kisses their foot. It's, like, really cute.
Don't tell me you tried to reenact this.
No. But I don't even know why I'm saying this, but I'm just saying, like, that one scene, like, stuck out to me.
Yeah.
And I made a reference because she was like, let's go to Amoeba together. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I sent her, like, the video, like, that one clip
mm-hmm.
and being like, this is going to be our time there. And, like, that's how I envisioned it because I'm a freaking
nerd.
Total dork romantic.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, I never seen that movie. And I was like, ah!
Oh, my gosh. You didn't know she hadn't seen it. That's insane.
Anyways.
Well, you guys, that's a good date night then for you guys to watch that movie.
Yeah, totally.
It's like an easy no-brainer.
Oh, so good.
It is a good one.
Guy from Grease 2's in it.
The guy from Grease 2.
That's Rex Manning in the movie.
Should we talk about some more favorite things?
Yeah.
Can I get girly for a second?
Yeah, do it.
So when I was in New York... I go to this, like, I when I'm in the city, like, I go to a bunch of showrooms and check out, like, new clothing lines and stuff like that, some stuff that's not come out yet or whatever, and I can pull and take photos in and take it back or borrow it for events, take it back, whatever. So I also sometimes will go into, like, PR offices that carry different brands and products and everything, and they'll just give you a ton of stuff to try. You know, they say if you love it, like, we'd love for you to post about it, story it, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's so great because I freaking love products and they're so expensive. And so I just get to come home with like 200 to 300 new products.
You realize
every
that
time.
No one can relate to this.
I don't care. So. Here's the perk you guys get out of it, though, is I get to try all these things and tell you what's worth getting and what's not. So there's this new makeup line called Laura Geller.
Hold on. Real quick.
What?
This is not an ad.
No, it's not. I genuinely am so pumped about my makeup.
I know. I just want everyone to know that we are not getting paid for this.
No, we don't get paid for ads yet.
Yet.
No, genuinely, like, I'm not somebody that really, like, enjoys putting on makeup. Like, I actually despise it, and it takes too much of my time and whatever. But I've had so much fun doing my makeup the past couple of days because I love all this Laura Geller stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really like, you know, like light foundation, like nothing crazy, lots of highlighter products. And it just looks really natural, even though I have kind of a lot of makeup on right now. Like, I feel like, Wells, do I look like I have on a lot of makeup right now?
No, you look pretty, though.
Thank you. So anyway, you guys check it out. All of her highlighter products are amazing to die for. And then also another line that I got a bunch of stuff from that I love.
This is totally an ad,
Urban
dude.
Decay. No, I'm telling you what my favorite things are. And I love Urban Decay. My favorite thing about Urban Decay is that it's cruelty free.
Okay.
Big fan of that. Wells, you got, come on, you're a fan.
Of
the cruelty free, right? Yeah. And so their stuff is really great. I specifically love their eyeshadows and their eyeliner stay on really well. Their lipsticks are great too. And I love that it's not tested on animals.
I was reading this article about Swedish death cleaning.
It cracks up when you get all radio on me.
Yeah.
I was reading about.
What do you want me to do? I'm trying to keep the dialogue.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. I had to call you out. I had to call you out on it.
All right. So have you heard of Swedish death cleaning?
No.
So it's a book that the premise is this. You want to declutter your life as if you were about to die, because if you die, you don't want your family to have to, like, go through your crap. Like, you've got a ton of crap, you know?
That's true. That's true.
I don't know.
I was thinking recently, I'm 30 years old now, and I honestly think I should have a will. What do you think about that? Is it too soon? I mean,
I don't have one either, and I've got a bunch of stuff.
Well, it's not even my stuff. It's like, I need my horse to be designated to someone. I need my dog to be designated
to
someone.
Well, let's just do it. We've got, this is a great place to say what you want to give.
To people?
Yeah, what do you think of to me?
I wasn't planning on giving you anything, but now that I'm on the spot.
God, I was going to
give you. I'll give you all of my beanies that stay in my storage.
I want that sweater you're wearing right now.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It would probably fit you.
It definitely would fit me.
You can have it.
Okay.
I'm going to post a photo in it tonight, so that's really, I mean, no, I'm done with it.
You're done.
Yeah, no, the sweater's been a big hit, though. I told you, it's like the Wild Fox Couture collection for Stranger Things.
It says, I have seen the future. And it's like a knit sweater, and it's like knit.
It's very Wells.
It's I'm going to steal that. That's for me now.
You could be me for Halloween. No, I'm not excited.
But you jump around with your styles. Like, it's so easy to be me because I literally wear the exact same thing every single day.
Yeah, that's true. I can't help it that I'm versatile.
You are. Versatile or versatile?
Versatile?
I don't know.
Definitely versatile.
What were we talking about? Wills. Okay, so.
Oh, Wills, yeah.
What are you going to give? Who are you going to give your horse to? Your sister?
Miley, yeah, because I know she'll take her in. So, like, I'm in, like, a tougher position because I have animals with health issues. So, Ever has uveitis in her right eye, and she's actually just developed cataract over it. I don't want to be a downer. It's kind of a bummer. But anyway, I need somebody that will really, like, take care of her and, like, you know, be able to pay for her medical bills and stuff.
Yeah.
Miley's already been, like, done deal. She's my, like, I'll take her anytime. If anything happens, like, no worries. Like, I've got Ever. So that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And then Feather, I would probably give to one of my best friends, Sarah Hardcastle, because she loves her to death. She's Aunt Sarah to Feather, actually. And I know she'd take great care of her. And Feather loves her dogs. Bear and Roman are, like, her brothers. So, like, I would feel good about that. So Sarah gets Feather.
Okay.
Who do I give my house to?
I'll take it.
No, you already have two houses.
I
feel like I should give it to somebody that needs a house. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can I say, like, give my house to a family that doesn't have a house?
Yes.
How do you do that?
You just did it. I think it's done.
Okay, that's what I want.
That's what you want?
Yeah.
Who do you want to speak at your funeral?
I don't think I want to have a funeral.
You don't?
No. So was I talking to you about this?
No.
Somebody and I were talking about, like, instead of, like, funerals, like, it should be, like, a celebration of life type thing.
Totally.
That's what it should be.
But, people still want to stand up and say things.
Do they? I don't like that.
You don't?
No, I don't like when people talk about me. It makes me feel weird.
You're not even going to be there, though.
Yes, I will.
You're going to haunt everybody.
No. Who do you want to speak at yours? You've thought about this?
I want everyone to. I want people that want to speak at my funeral to speak
really?
At my funeral. Yeah.
That's because you love attention.
Yes, I do.
Attention makes me feel awkward.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. I was thinking about the other day because forever, I don't want to be buried.
And that's creepy, right?
The reason why I've never wanted to be buried because I didn't want there to be a landmark, a place where people felt the need to go visit me, especially surrounded by so much other death.
Yeah.
And I always thought, okay, well, I want to be cremated and then like my
hair looks insane.
Is it?
No, leave it.
Fuck you.
Stop it. You messed it up. I'm so mad.
Good. I wanted to be cremated and I wanted to just be like, can you, okay, hold on.
I can't. Ow. No, no beanie.
Screw Wells. You, man. I've been working a long day today.
Oh, poor Wellsy. Oh. It's such a tough job.
Talking into this microphone. Yeah. Real tough job. I wanted to be cremated, and then I wanted to like have my ashes spread in a couple different places. One, I wanted
different. Isn't that a little weird?
I don't care. What does it matter?
Okay.
I mean, like at that point, I'm like no longer bound by time and space. Like I can be different places.
I guess.
So I wanted to like have my ashes spread in Big Sur. That's like really close to where
I
grew up.
That's very cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have some of my ashes spread in the Grove where I went to college at Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. I guess I probably would want to have somewhere in Nashville that like makes me remind me of this place where I grew up in Monterey, and like that would be it.
That's a lot of places.
I guess so, but whatever.
Someone's gonna deal with it.
Yeah, someone's got to go on some like walkabout and like spread all these ashes. And, like,
oh my god,
dang
this
it,
is something
Wells.
You should definitely talk about before you get married, so that your wife knows she's very obligated to do these things.
I think I'd make my brother do it, to be honest with you.
There you go.
But I was. Do you know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is? He's the astrophysicist. He's like a really smart guy. He does like the cosmos things, and anyways, super freaking smart. And I like everything he says. I'm like, tell me more, feed me more. So he was talking about how he wanted to be buried. He was like, because if you cremate yourself, you're not letting your body be used as nutrients for like other living organisms. But when you get buried, you decompose and then you get put back into like the life cycle of the earth. And after hearing that, I was like, dang it. Mm. I kind of want that because Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Do you think that's true, though?
Kind of. Really? I don't know.
I don't know.
We are going to die
soon. I just feel like the ground must be getting pretty full. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, come on.
For a long time, people have been dying.
And been buried. And, like, I don't know. Like, pretty soon, the earth's just going to be a bunch of buried people, and that's it. Like, where are they going to put them?
Well, you decompose into basically nothing.
Well, then, they're going to start, like, digging up graves of, like, the ones that have been there the longest and replacing them with other ones?
I don't know.
That's insane.
What would I will?
Yeah, what you got? Who are you giving Carl to?
My sister, even though, like, my brother-in-law would hate that.
He doesn't like Carl?
He doesn't like Carl.
What?
Yeah, it's so funny.
If someone doesn't like my dog, like, I'm sorry. Bye.
Carl just howls a lot, and, like, that I get that's annoying, but, like, that's just part of his...
It's Carl.
It's Carl, and, like,
to be honest... Kids cry a lot. What are you going to do?
Exactly. Carl's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
His snot-nosed kids give Carl food all the time.
See?
All right?
Yeah.
Anyways.
People that complain about animals but have kids, like, I will never understand.
Yeah.
I will never understand.
Anyways, I think my sister would get Carl. I don't really care.
What about your houses?
I don't care. Whoever wants them, take them.
Give them to people that need them.
Yeah, okay. I probably would give one to my oldest brother because he loves Nashville so much.
There
I'd be like, you can have this to come stay at whenever you want. And then my Airbnb.
How's that going, by the way?
The Airbnb thing?
How many people have you booked?
Every weekend's booked like through November.
What?
I know.
Do you think it's creepy fans that like want to come and hang out and stalk you?
Dude, I put up like
I saw you're so shameless. That's insane.
Is it shameless or is it genius, Brandy?
I know. I'd be scared, but it's different for guys, I guess.
But yeah, I don't mean.
I would be a little freaked out.
I put up a bunch of like. Here's the thing. I put up a bunch of like memorabilia. Basically, it's like because when I filmed Paradise this last season, they don't want you to have phones on set for obvious spoiler reasons. So I brought a Polaroid camera and I took a bunch of Polaroid pictures. And so I put a lot of them up in this house.
In the Airbnb?
Yeah, and I know they're all going to get stolen.
Yeah, 100%. Why'd you do that?
Because it's cool. I mean, I don't know. What am I using them for?
Put them in your house.
I mean, they are. Like, I have like a little book or whatnot, but I don't know. I thought like people would be like, oh my God, that's a real Polaroid from like...
Then they're going to take it.
The bar. I know.
Whatever. Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with it. Whatever. I don't care. I know. Actually, no. I'm not fine with it. Please don't do that.
People are going to definitely. Now they're definitely going to do it.
Yeah, no. Because I was
You've
like,
given them the idea.
I know. Whatever.
I think your Airbnb house is way cuter than the house you live in.
I know it is. It's so, do you know how painful it is to know that?
Why don't you move into the cute house and Airbnb the other one?
Because the other one is to make money.
But wouldn't you make money on the one you live in?
Yeah, but not as much.
It's not as big?
The Airbnb house is a 2-2. Mm. People don't care about this, by the way. This is horrible radio.
You're right. I told you guys we were really uncool.
That's true.
What's your favorite thing you did in the 2 weeks we were on hiatus? Besides hang out with your girlfriend?
Not girlfriend yet. What I can't. It? You can't use that term.
I can.
Freaking
you
me
can.
Out.
Just because you can't use it because you won't have be a man and sit her down and have a DTR conversation.
Whoa, it's,
doesn't mean I can't use it.
I need you to pump it. All right. Pump the brakes, sister.
Wells is getting squirrely because I think she listens to this podcast and he knows that. And
yeah,
he's like,
I got to do some serious editing.
No.
Yes.
That's not fair.
Yes, it is
fair.
All right,
now she's going to go home and think about what you edited out that you don't want her to hear.
You think I'm not going to edit out the part that I say I'm going to edit it out?
Wells!
I've been doing this radio thing for a long
time,
Brandy.
When I meet her, I'm going to say, hey, I'm Brandy. Wells edits out a lot of stuff from our podcast.
I do.
Want
I absolutely do.
Wells, you should just put it all out there, and if she doesn't love the real you, then she doesn't love you. And you need somebody that loves the real you.
Okay. Can we stop using the L word, please?
It's kind you of are freak. 33, right? Years old. You should stop being afraid of the L word.
The L word's a scary word.
It's really not.
Let's talk about that.
It's
all right?
It's not scary. Why is it so scary?
It's because it means a lot of things.
Kinda. But I also, like, I love juice. Like,
different.
I don't know.
Different. There's a difference between loving something or someone and being in love with someone or something.
I didn't say you're telling her you're in love with her. I just said the L word is fine.
I know. But
now,
like,
looking at somebody in the eyes and saying, I'm in love with you, totally scary.
This is
totally
all getting
different.
Cut out, by the way, just why? So you know. Because it's fucking insane that we're
what
talking
you,
about
what?
This.
People will love this.
No way, man.
Yes.
It's long gone.
What is wrong with you? Our podcast is going to fail because you're afraid of what your girlfriend's going to think of the things
stop
we're talking about.
Stop using that word.
You can't cut this.
Oh, my God. You know, my last girlfriend, it
if
took.
If you cut that, I'd be mad.
Are you? My last girlfriend, it took me a long time.
How long?
Like over a year.
Have you ever had a girl say it first to you?
No.
How many girls have you dated? Seriously.
Seriously?
Yeah, like boyfriend, girlfriend.
I consider two that
middle school doesn't count.
No, yeah. I consider two that were like years. Those were like year relationships.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was like the one that like I put on all other girls. Like I compare all other girls to that one.
That was the first one?
That was the first one. That was like high school sweetheart into college. Mm-hmm. We did long distance. Mm-hmm. It was like super hot and heavy. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was the one that was here. And she kind of like messed me up a little bit, I think. Mm-hmm.
Is that Spotify girl?
Yeah, Spotify girl, man.
She'll always be known as that to me.
I don't follow her on Spotify anymore.
Thank God.
I know.
It's clearly tearing
but
you
dude,
up.
But my grandma passed away recently. Mm-hmm. Like during the time that we've been gone. And she sent me flowers. I didn't know how to feel about that.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean? I mean, it just means that, like, yeah, it's nice, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
It just kind of messed with me. It was like, whoa, hold on.
To be like, did she hang out with your grandma?
Yes,
like,
of course.
Okay, so, I mean, you got to. I mean, she was probably, you know, had a big impact on her life. Like.
Yeah, I know. It was a really nice thing. It was just like, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
So, okay, Spotify girl, who broke up with who?
She broke up with me the first time.
Oh.
Yeah. Multiple. And that one was brutal, dude. This is when I was living with my sister in her basement.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so depressed that I wouldn't go up and like talk to my sister and brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And I would drink by myself. And I would go buy like a six-pack. It was like during the wintertime. So I'd like leave the six-pack outside so I wouldn't have to go upstairs and like go in the refrigerator. It's like really depressing.
Oh, my goodness. That's deep. That's dark.
Anyways, and I fought like real hard to get her back, and, it was just like never was the same again, you know?
I have this theory that if you break up once, like it's doomed. Like there's no like breaking up and then getting back together.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like if you've broken up before, like the relationship's kind of doomed. That's what I think. I think there's an exception to every rule, but as a rule, I think that's true. Okay, the first relationship, who broke up with you?
I broke up with her.
You did?
Yeah. I was in college at the time, and she was in California, I was in Mississippi, and I was just like, I'm just like not having a good like college experience.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have married her though.
Mm.
Really?
The M word.
Yeah, I probably would have married that one.
What?
Yeah.
But you broke up with her?
Yeah, because I was a junior in college or a sophomore in college or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, But she wanted to live in LA. And at the time, I was like, there's no way in hell I'm ever moving to LA.
And now you're like, so LA. Sounds great. You would totally move to LA.
I'm just flying out there a lot as of late.
Every weekend.
Whatever.
I'll be so mad if you move to LA.
Why?
Because I ain't going out there every week for this podcast.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I'm not moving to LA. Don't worry about it. Anyways, what were we talking about?
Relationships.
God, man.
Love.
Tough.
Marriage.
Goo.
Wills. We've gotten really
I know.
Deep on this podcast.
Do you want to have kids?
I don't want to, and I don't not want to.
That's a weird way to answer that question.
I know. It's just the only answer I know to give.
Okay.
I could go either way. I mean, I'm 30. Like, it's...
Got to freeze them eggs, girl.
I'm not doing that.
No?
I don't care. I don't think I care that much to go that far. But... I mean, it's getting very realistic that, like, I, you know, can't have kids. Like,
you can have kids. My mom had me at 38 in 1984, dude.
My mother, this is a little TMI for everyone. She's going to kill me. My mother went through menopause, like, really early, like 42.
Really?
Like, really early. Yeah. And I'm so much like her. Like, the doctor was like, hey, you're probably going to be the same and go through the same stuff.
Okay,
like,
well, you have 12 years.
If you want kids, she said do it by 30. That's what she told me.
God, it doesn't matter.
We're past that, so.
I really want to. I want to have at least one kid of my own, mm-hmm. preferably a boy. So name gets to live on.
If I have girls, they're getting given away.
Oh my God, what are you like? It's like what they do in like China or something.
I really do like. I think boys are so much better and easier.
It's true.
I'd be so
as
sad
a boy,
if
I agree
only
with
had
you.
Girls. I'm serious.
I'd want a little girl too. I think.
I think boys want girls usually.
I want a boy. I want a girl, and then I would want to adopt a kid.
I would much rather adopt than have my own kids.
Yeah, I want to adopt. I want to adopt a little kid.
That's precious.
Yeah. Anyways.
Aw, Wells.
Aw.
Aw, Wells wants kids, and he wants to adopt. Girls, if you want to date Wells Adams, hit me up on Twitter, because this relationship he's in is probably not going to work out.
Oh, my God. That's so hurtful.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think you are.
No, yes I am. I'm kidding because deep down I feel like you might actually, this might be serious and I don't know. That's crazy.
I mean, it is what it is.
It's just like, I've never seen you act the way you're acting.
I know. Either have
out.
I.
It's freaking me out.
It's freaking me out, man. I don't know what to do.
If I lose you to this girl and you move to LA, I'm going to be very mad.
I'm under contract in
Nashville.
Oh, good. Nashville.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Great. Wells can't go anywhere. Fantastic.
However, I could get fired very easily. That is a very realistic possibility.
Would you ever do anything to purposely get fired?
No.
You wouldn't even admit it because they're going to listen to this.
I've never been fired from a job.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what's really funny? If you Google my name, mm-hmm. you know, it'll be like right now, if you Google my name, it's like, Wells Twitter, Wells Bachelor, Wells...
Bachelor.
It's like the things that like people like always search. One of the top ones for me is Wells Fired. And so,
what?
Yeah, because so when I worked at the last radio station, I stopped being on the air and then I was just gone. Because when you leave a station, they don't let you do like a swan song and be like, I'm going to another station, you know? You just stop being there.
So people just assumed you were fired?
Yeah, they assumed I was fired. And then I went and started doing another radio station, mm-hmm. very similar. And I went on The Bachelorette and mm-hmm. I was gone for 2 months filming The Bachelorette. And so I was just gone again. So everyone's like, well, it's fries.
No way.
People getting fired. But I've never been fired.
Isn't it crazy that like.
You ever been fired?
Yeah, one time it was Miley's fault.
Miley got you fired?
Yeah.
Do tell.
When I was in high school, I worked at Jay Alexander's restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I was a host and then a server, and I like ran that freaking restaurant. I was the best at it. I'd worked there 2.5 years, like so long, and they loved me, and I was so good. And then I asked, like last minute, Miley was auditioning for Hannah Montana, and we lived here. And so it was like flying back and forth to L.A., and my mom was really, really sick and could not take her back for her like third callback. And so like I was the only one that could do it. So I was like, hey, I need like the next 4 days off. Like, I'm gonna try to get all these shifts covered, but it's last minute. Like, if you can help me out, and they were like, that's too last minute. Like, if you leave, you're done, like, you're fired.
Really?
And I was like, I've been here 2.5 years. Are you serious right now? And they were like, yeah. So I left. I was like, see ya. Thank God I did.
The reason why your sister is a mega freaking star is because of you.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Wow.
I know, and I got fired for it.
Do you hold that over her head ever?
No, because look at me now. Jella, who?
Wow. Were you a hostess or a waitress?
I started as a hostess and then started serving
Yeah.
tables, yeah.
I was a waiter, too.
I anyway, it wasn't fun.
At Bricktops, which was like the big competition for
Jay Alexander.
Oh my gosh,
I went on a first date there with my last boyfriend.
Really?
I was very unimpressed with that choice, by the way.
Oh, like, I like that place.
Guys, don't take girls to Bricktops on a first date.
Where's a good place to take someone for a first date?
In Nashville?
Just anywhere, I guess.
In Nashville, I would
Cheesecake Factory.
No. It's where you go when you're wasted and you want cheesecake.
Okay.
If I was going on a date in Nashville, I would be very impressed if a guy took me to Fifth and Taylor for dinner.
Mm.
It's fantastic.
It is a good place.
If we were anywhere else in any other city that is smart enough to have a freaking basketball team, the most impressive date for me would definitely be tickets to a game.
Like, really?
Like good tickets. Yeah, good seats. Yeah.
How the fuck are you single? I just don't understand
what do you mean?
It. Your idea of a great first date is going to an NBA
Any
basketball
date. Yeah,
game.
First date, third date, 100th date.
What is happening in the world?
I don't know.
God, I'm thoroughly unimpressed with America right now.
I've only been on like three actual dates my whole life, like real ones. You know, like real dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like when I was younger, it was like you just hung out. It wasn't actually like dates. You just hung out with the person. And all of a sudden you're in a relationship. And all of a sudden they're at Christmas dinner and there you are.
I did meet this girl's family, like her parents. By
what?
The way. Yes.
Do they live in California?
They're like out there visiting, I guess.
Okay, Wells, how do you meet the parents and not be boyfriend girlfriend?
But I'm
what
great.
Did she introduce you as? This is my friend Wells.
I don't even know if it was like that.
What was it like? This is very important.
I came to the door and the mom answered it.
The mom.
Mom.
How do you do with parents? Does it make you nervous? Are you into it? Like, do you,
I kill I it with
like,
parents.
I was going to say, I feel like you do well.
Parents love me.
My mom loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parents love me. Grandparents love me.
Oh, I could see that too.
I'll chit-chat with anybody forever.
Yeah, you're right. So did it go well?
I think so. It was really funny. Her dad was like, do you want a sandwich? And I was like, I just ate, but...
But yes.
Kind of. I was like, no, I'm good right now. And then like later we were hanging out and then later he was like, hey, you want a sandwich? And I was like, kinda, but no, I'm good. And so I went back and I was
kinda.
But like you don't want like the first thing that
yeah.
like the kid that's like talking to your daughter and you're making him an effing sandwich, like I'd be like, screw this jabron. Like you can't do that.
Oh my
god. So
gosh.
I was like, no. And then at in the night I was like, next time taking you up on that sandwich.
Oh my gosh. Next time.
You're like, Sando.
I pray to God there's next time. I hope I stick around that long.
I'm walking up thin ice here, buddy.
Oh my God.
Oh God, it was so funny.
So, okay. It's always tough when you start seeing somebody like when the holidays are approaching, right? Because it's so new. It's like, that would be weird if I was included. But then like when you're not, when you're apart, it's like kind of weird and awkward.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like, do you feel like maybe you'll be included in holiday stuff with her?
I don't know. I mean, and also like my family's so big and so tight that like I got to do my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't be like, I'm not coming to Thanksgiving because I don't know. That would be weird. But what's funny, it's not funny, but I got to go back out there for my grandmother's funeral.
Gotta.
Yes, I have to go. Right? Yeah, that's a part of the thing.
Wait, is that this trip?
No, it's in November. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going
with
this.
Are you trying to say, like, you want to ask her to go with you?
I don't know. That might be too much, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
like the first time to like meet and like my family.
Yeah, you're right. Don't do that.
Is it a fucking funeral?
Whoa.
What?
That was a very aggressive F word.
So, well, it's an aggressive conversation we're having.
I hate the beeps over the F words.
I think we should just say our things explicit and just roll.
I think I would rather you do that than have the awful beeps.
All right.
But you're right. Definitely, that should not be the situation where she meets everybody. So you got to go that one on your own.
Hold on, I want to talk about things that like my favorite things.
Yeah, I've talked about it quite a few. So
yeah, I just don't know if my favorite thing is this girl. Like that's like the only thing that's like completely. That's the only thing
it's
I'm focusing
taking
on.
Taking over.
Yeah, there's just no. You
I
know,
get that.
It's made me like numb to everything else. Yeah, yeah. I think, which that's a weird thing.
Yeah, that scares me.
Right?
I'm very scared of that. It's just been a long time since I've been in that position. And I feel like I'm a very like happy and healthy human being right now. And so I'm like, that freaks me out. Good for you though.
One of my new favorite things is
that
the shirt I'm wearing.
I was waiting for you to say something about your shirt.
It's a Reptar shirt.
Where'd you get that?
Steve the Music Man, Steve Lee.
I forgot
Lee.
To give you a ding for saying it was your favorite.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Lee. You know Steve Lee, right?
Yeah.
He gave me this shirt.
It's very cute.
It's from, I don't know if you guys remember, a little show called Rugrats, but pretty great.
You guys might be too young for that.
Maybe.
But if not.
I know. We've really showed our age in this episode talking about, like...
Wills.
Wills. A lot of funeral talk.
Marriage.
Marriage adoption.
Yikes.
People used to go to stores to buy albums, apparently.
Oh, gosh. We really have.
I don't know. That stuff's kind of cool,
Let's
though,
young it up. Can we talk about something?
Yeah, let's talk about something lit, yo. By the way, hold on. This is really funny. Okay, so you were like, Noah knows all the lingo. She
does.
Was the first one to say the like dish
all the
tea.
Things, yeah,
like give
and
me the
lit. She was on lit like way early.
Give me the tea.
Yeah,
I pretended like I knew what you were talking about.
What do you mean?
I didn't know what that.
The tea
I was
meant?
Like, I was like the details. The details.
No,
detail.
You like, didn't know.
I had no idea. I was like, what is she talking about? Dishing the tea. So I asked everybody.
Stop.
And so it's all predicated around Kermit the Frog
yes.
drinking Lipton
yes.
tea.
Yes, it
that's
is.
That's what it is?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I don't know if got why.
But that's none of my business. Like that whole
yeah,
thing.
I
yeah.
know.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
It's so dumb.
It's so good, though. It's so perfect, and it's so perfectly convenient for so many things to say, like spill the tea. Pour me some Lipton. Like, I need to know the deeds.
I know, but, like, I don't even get it. Like, like if he's saying, like, it's none of my business, so then why are you asking for the business?
Because.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
Anyways.
It's great.
All right, let's talk.
Okay, so speaking of, this is a great transition because, okay, everybody is all like, I ship that. Like, those, mm-hmm. that couple. Like, what the heck? I don't understand. Were you
oh,
in this,
yeah.
Were you in this group text?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so we're on this group text, and everyone's talking about, like, Winter Games and blah, 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 and somebody said, I ship Ashley and Peter, and I don't understand. I Googled it. I read, like, the technical, like, reason behind shipping couples and who you want to date or whatever, like, but I still don't understand. Can you please...
God.
Enlighten me.
Well, me and Danielle were shipped so
yes,
hard.
You were.
We were shipped around the freaking world.
What does that mean?
Okay, so when you ship something, it's like you want them to be in a relationship.
But like,
I think
that's so stupid.
I agree.
I feel like there was a different definition when I Googled this.
No, you like ship the relationship.
I don't know.
You ship it.
Okay, what do I like? Urban Dictionary this or what?
Yeah.
Is that how you find things out?
Yeah,
Urban
do that one.
Urban Dictionary.
I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Do you think?
I know, actually.
It says a boat. That's all it should be. It's just a boat. People need to calm down with all this other crap. A ship is a boat.
Oh, I
okay,
love you,
Urban
Dictionary.
Okay, I ship it. I ship it. That's what it says. When you imagine two people would be good together in a relationship, so therefore you ship them. Drake and Rihanna, I ship that. Okay,
I don't
but
think Rihanna
need,
ships that.
Definitely not. I need to know, what does ship mean in slang?
We've done it.
I don't like it.
All right.
At all.
Speaking of things that young kids do, selfies.
wait, you do those too.
What, I know.
Lots of them.
I was reading this story about this.
Why are you giggling?
These two women.
I like to video you when you're giggling about things.
So in 2 weeks, two separate women have been injured by an elk in Missouri.
Why is this funny?
Got too close to it, and they wanted to take a selfie.
Shut the heck
and
up.
The elk, like. Like headbutted him or
is
whatever.
Is that real?
Yes. And
who in
so,
their right mind would do that?
I don't know. Two basic bitches, I suppose.
Wow.
And so, like the response from like the not animal control, like the park rangers were like, mm-hmm. "Well, we're gonna have more people patrolling," and I say no. If you
our
think,
domino
yeah,
could do that, bye.
You deserve to get.
I mean,
gored by a freaking elk.
You're not wrong.
Also, what if the elk's like, bitch, I don't look good in that
oh
picture.
Oh my gosh!
Bitch, my hair looks bad.
Now I want to selfie with an elk.
It's dangerous, but totally worth it.
Okay, the other thing, have you noticed that, so like, my friend Ryan follows A, he's like a country singer now, he used to be in a band called Hot Shell Ray. And he posts a lot of selfies. He can get away with it. He's very cute. And so people, like all these girls are always writing stuff on his photos. It's like whatever the new slang is or whatever. You know, it was daddy for the second when it was like cute to call the guy you like daddy, which I don't think is
I've
cute
I've never
at all.
Thought that was cool.
And now like people are writing on his photos, white girl. And I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Literally, every time you post a selfie, it says white girl. Is that because like a lot of white girls take selfies?
Yes.
Is that really why?
I don't know, but that's what the white girls. White girls love three things:
pumpkin spice.
Yep.
What else?
Selfies.
Selfies. What else?
Their boyfriend's hoodies.
Hey.
That one hit close
to
home for you.
I have stolen so yeah. many hoodies from guys.
I'm convinced that 70% of the women that I've dated
have your sweatshirt.
Have only dated me for my hoodie collection.
It's probably true.
I know.
Literally, so the last guy I slept over at his house, it was like the first time we'd had a little sleepover, and I got up and don't think I didn't go through his closet and steal a freaking hoodie and wear it home and never gave it back.
Oh, really?
Oh, still have it, yeah.
Get it, girl.
I know, never gave it back. And like I would wear it all the time, and people that like know him would be like, oh, that's a cool hoodie. And I'd be like, oh, yeah. Hopefully, hopefully you don't recognize it. I'm going to have to own up to the fact that I straight up stole it out of his closet.
Ganked this from you, dude.
I truly did. But you're right. It's great. A guy's hoodie is a great
that's
thing.
That's it. Those are the three things that women, right. white girls love.
That's good. Who's your favorite football team?
The Raiders.
Mine too.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I was wearing that t-shirt the other day.
I know.
Day.
I got really excited. Yeah.
And I was wearing a leather jacket. Oh, my gosh.
I know. You were definitely trying, girl.
Trying it.
Yeah.
Just only for Wells,
only
though.
For me.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that bowling alley we were at?
Yeah.
I hadn't been in a long, long, long time. And the last time I was at that bowling alley, the first of my, and then that was also the first time, I invited you to come bowl.
Oh, yeah? Did I come?
I was with Sarah Lye. No, you did not. Mm. And it was when, like, she was trying to set us up.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it was maybe before our little pseudo date.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, let's come bowling. And you were like, yeah, maybe. And then you never came.
I wonder what
that's the last time I was at that bowling alley.
Sorry. I wonder what I did that night.
I don't know. Something lame. Something not as cool as hanging out with me.
Yeah, but you don't even bowl.
I know. I'm really bad. So
to be honest with you, if I had come there and I saw you didn't bowl, I would have been so unattracted.
Why?
Because you need to, just because you're bad doesn't mean you shouldn't do it.
But it's way more fun for me to just hang out with everybody.
I know, but
I'm just too competitive to play something I'm not good at.
I know, I understand, but you got to practice.
No, I don't care enough about bowling to practice.
Listen.
I practice 3 hours a day on my horse and I'm damn good at it and that's good enough for me. I don't need to go bowling.
That was like that girl that came over for game night. And
okay, but that's a game is totally different.
The bowling is a game.
No, but it's a sport.
No, it's not.
It's not a game.
Every
professional game is different.
Bowler's a fat ass. That's not.
It is completely different.
Whatever.
A game is different. What's your favorite game?
Like board game?
Yeah, like group game.
I really love Boulder Dash. That's my favorite one.
I don't even know what that is.
So,
are you 80? What is that?
It's not like Parcheesi or something.
I don't know what that is either.
So Boulder Dash is. Okay, so it'll give you a word, a real word that, like, no one's ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like, I don't know, whatever.
Is that a word?
No, but, like, anyways. So you'll say the word out loud, and then everyone around will write the word down and then write what they think the definition is. Mm-hmm. And then, like, if I'm the guy that's, like, dealing, I'll write down on the card, it has the real definition.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone gives me their definitions, and I read them all out, and then everyone votes for which one is real. And if someone votes on yours, you get a point.
Oh.
If you guess the right one, you get a point. If you actually know the thing, then you get, like, 3 points. It's
So you like creative games.
Yes.
Where you have to be creative and clever.
Yes, and that's, like, right up my alley.
Yeah, see, I like strategy games.
Okay, so you're
like
into...
Yahtzee.
Are you into Yahtzee?
It's my favorite.
Yahtzee.
Although I do love Catchphrase, but it's a little strategic too in a way.
I love board game night. It's like one of my favorite things. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things to do with friends for sure.
It's such a fun. Remember when we had that board game night? It was like me, you, James Taylor, Savannah Chrisley.
Oh, yeah.
And
played the mouth game.
Yeah. And I took everyone's phones away. I was like, stop it.
I kept mine somehow.
And Savannah went and stole hers, and I didn't.
That was a fun night.
I know.
I forgot about that night.
I think that's like...
We should do monthly game nights.
We used to do it on Sundays. It was game night Sunday.
I don't know that I can commit to every week, but...
Oh my God.
I think a monthly game night sounds great.
Yeah.
Are you going to host it?
Yeah, we can do it at my house.
I'll schlep over to the east side for game night.
Come on. I'm going to my Airbnb if you want to.
Let's do that. It's so cute.
It is cute.
How far is it? Is it further than your house?
No, it's actually probably closer technically. It's closer off of Ellington anyways.
We should do game night.
Yeah. I'm down.
When?
I'm out of town this weekend. Next weekend is good for me.
It is?
Yeah.
Let's do next Sunday.
Okay.
That sounds fun.
Let's do it.
Yay!
Okay, I think we did it.
Okay. Were we funny?
I don't know, but I'm going to chop it up and make it look real funny.
Oh my gosh, you're going to take out all the good stuff.
I'm going to take out things that just aren't funny and then things that make me embarrassed.
Well, those are the funny things.
I know, but like think about it in my terms. Like you like this girl, mm-hmm. and then this is a very large platform, to be fair, mm-hmm. and you're still trying to play it cool.
I thought you were done playing it cool.
I know.
You said you played it cool for a
week. I know, but
done.
Come on. I mean, everyone tried to play it cool on time anyways. What am I supposed to do here? I can't
be yourself.
I know.
Yeah.
You think people are going to be mad?
At what?
That this isn't Danielle?
Nah, I think we're over that.
Are we good with that?
I think everyone's past it.
Thank God.
I can't wait till Danielle has a smoking hot boyfriend so that everyone can really it's going to happen. It's going to happen real soon. And then people are going to be like, oh, okay, I'm finally okay with the Wells and Danielle thing not happening.
Yeah. We're friends.
Yeah. You guys are cute friends.
Yeah. Okay.
If I was Danielle, I would not want to put up with you for 2 seconds.
No kidding. Don't
You're
say
a lot.
Don't say
Sorry, I forgot she was listening.
I hate you so much.
I think she can handle you, actually.
You think
I
so?
I have a good feeling about it, yeah. I think if anyone can handle you, Wells, she can do it.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Here's
to hoping.
Okay.
See you in LA. I'll third wheel all day.
That rhymed.
I know. I did it on purpose.
All right.
All right, guys. We love you. We're going to have a guest next week.
Who?
I've got some people on my radar.
Yeah. Let's get some musicians in here.
You want to do that? Well, you shot down all my musician friends.
I don't care.
Most of them play country music.
That's fine. I don't care at this point.
Let's name a few people and see if people will tweet at us and say who they'd like to have on.
Okay.
Here. So I was thinking Russell Dickerson, Kelsey Ballerini, Ray Lynn. Jackie Lee, these are some country people, friends of mine, Ryan Falze, did I say that one? And then I also would love to get Savannah Chrisley and Todd Chrisley on
yes.
here after them.
Either
also,
of them.
My buddy Josephine Scriver, she's a model, she's real sweet, and she lives here now, so I'd love to get her on here. Wells, what about you?
Oh, I was on Caitlin Bristow's.
Oh, yeah, I've never met her.
I really want her on.
Me too.
She, we are the same person.
I need to listen. Is it up? I need to listen.
Yeah,
to it.
It's a funny. That podcast is funny.
Okay, I need to. Does it outshine ours?
No, it's just like you and I have a different dynamic.
Okay, cool.
Her and I are it's just it's the same person except one has a vagina.
I could see
and
that.
One has a wiener.
I could absolutely see this.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I definitely want to have her on. I've been wanting to meet her, and she seems really fun.
Yeah. So that's who I want, and then You know who I really want? I really want Paul McDonald on.
That sounds great.
Because Paul's just a weirdo.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
I thought he was a sweetheart when I met him.
He is a total sweetheart, and he's one of my best friends in the world.
You can definitely have him on.
And he's just the way he looks at the prism in which he looks through life mm-hmm. is so much different than everybody else's.
Okay.
I think he would be great for Your Favorite Thing podcast.
Okay, great. I'm down with that.
And I want to hear about, behind-the-scenes idol stuff.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
I don't know.
Is that all you got?
I'm kind of sick of doing Bachelor people.
I want Liz on yesterday.
We gotta.
I know you have a girlfriend now, but we're gonna bring.
Oh
Liz
my
on.
God! Stop.
Now I literally say it because it gets under your skin and it's so funny. No, I think it'd be great to have Liz in here and we can talk about all this and just really get to the bottom of why it didn't work between you two.
Because you didn't
really dramatic.
You slow played it forever.
You cannot blame me for your dating life sucking. That's not fair.
Did you tell her, hey, listen, off the market?
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, oh. She was okay with it, to be honest. But she wants to come on the podcast. I think she'd be a great addition. She's very fun.
Okay, let's get her on. And then, yeah, we need to get Lon Gale on.
Have to.
Gotta have
We're coming for you, Lon.
Yeah, coming. We should get a comic on, too.
I don't do well with comics.
Oh, I love comics.
I know you do.
Okay. All right.
No, we can. It'd be my dream to have Dane Cook. He follows me on Twitter. Maybe I'll ask him.
I went and saw him at the Improv.
We're impressed.
Horrible.
Really? Has he gone downhill? He used to be really good.
Yeah, it was.
He really did used to be great.
It was real bad. Sorry. And he was just douchey.
I mean, I like him.
Yeah.
Okay. You All guys right. tweeted us. Tell us who you'd like to have here on here. If anybody we mentioned does interest you or whatever, let us know.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, we love you guys.
Love you. There it is.
Welcome to Four Scores, a new podcast series hosted by Variety's John Burlingame. Four Scores will take listeners on a magical journey into the world of film and television composers. Listen wherever you hear your favorite podcasts.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.